हरि ओम तत्स, हरि ओम तत्स, जय गुरु। सी आई वांट टू फोकस, सिमिलरली आई वांट यू आल्सो टू फोकस ओनली ऑन वन पॉइंट, दैट इज योर माइंड। वी एक्सपीरियंस दैट वी हैव ए माइंड। हाउ दिस एक्सपीरियंस इज हैड नोबडी नोज। एक्सटर्नल ऑब्जेक्ट्स एट लीस्ट आर perceived by the senses. Mind is not an outer object, nor is it an object. It is unlike objects and not external. Such a presence or factor within the body, that is what makes us always think, speak and act. Its existence is very clear for us. But any further question about the mind, we don't know. This situation must change, and you must be conscious of your mind, conscious of your mind. Because it is only the mind that gives you the notion of the world, notion of yourself, and notion of everything. Your senses are employed by the mind. The outcome of perceptions is also registered and preserved by the mind. Apart from helping in generating an experience, senses do not have anything to do. This is one point. Be conscious of your mind. When you become conscious of and understand that the entire life is its creation, its extension, its pursuit, I think you will become a different person. The other day, a visitor came here. He says, I heard your Mukti Sudhagara. After listening to it, my life has completely changed, he said. Our evolution is through knowledge and knowledge responses. Why I say this? Only to make you understand that the mind is what makes and unmakes anything. All the emotions are caused by it. Dealing with the emotions is also the mind's task. So the mind, that should be your focus. The next point I want to convey, I have conveyed it already many times, is that you should not think that thoughts are a disturbance. The eyes and the mind take a picture of everything that is before it. In that full picture, there is a place for everything. When you are driving or traveling, you will find many things are before you. The telephone poles, the electrical poles, electrical wiring, telephone wiring. If a cow dies dead there, that also will be noticed by you. Suppose two people are fighting and one is daggering, putting his dagger, and you happen to see it. If it is in your front, the eyes and the mind will see. So mind is the storehouse of all memories. But these memories, whatever is timely, whatever is necessary, the mind is supposed to provide to you, and it does. It produces 10 thoughts. And then the mind itself tells you that out of the 10, concentrate on the first 2. When unnecessary thoughts come, mind alone will have to say that these are unnecessary and disconnected. How will you get away from the obsession of the thoughts? That is why I am giving you one knowledge which will help you in dealing with the mind and thoughts. What is that? Mind itself is producing the thought, like the sea alone produces the waves. And in the sea, you will never find anything other than saline water. So our mind produces all kinds of thoughts, reflections and memories. And then we feel, why are we getting lost in them? I am assailed by my mind, so many thoughts. But in all these, the substance is the same. Substance is the same. With one pencil and the board, we are writing several numbers, we are drawing several pictures. But in all these pictures, you will find the display is of your pen. So all the thoughts and memories are produced by our mind. And whatever is the mind, that itself is thought. Suppose the fire blazes forth and there are so many sparks coming out from there. Is it not all the same fire? It is the same fire that is blazing forth. So the substance of the mind remains the same when it produces a number of thoughts and emotions and obstructions. Let this knowledge, and it will help you in remaining calm. We are afraid of our thoughts. Oh, when I sat for Japa, some other things came. Okay, suppose nothing comes. Will you always be meditating? No. So understand that the mind substance and the thought substance are the same. When they are the same, which thought can affect which mind? I think this one understanding should help you to deal with your mind, purify it, to understand the thought process and how to refine them gradually. This is all what I wanted to say today. Think about it, discuss about it, and come up with whatever reactions you have. But do not be affected by the thought process. Every time, is it a worthy thought? Do I need it? I should attend to it. Then you attend. Otherwise, let it pass. In this way, make your mind light, be even-minded and very stable. Harihi Om Tatsat. Jai Guru.